Hi, this is Diana Williams, the condo queen of New Smyrna Beach, Florida. Today we're going to talk about condos, condominiums. We've got about 3,000 units in our town, little condos, townhomes. And we want to talk about Florida condos. Florida leads the world in the number of condos that are in the state. It leads the world. We're going to get that call a lot. I typically have 15 condos listed at a time in a fast market and 45 in a quiet market. Florida has over 50% of all the United States condos are located in this state. And one out of every three home sales in Florida is a second home. So typically, condos, when people call me to buy a condo, it's not going to be their primary residence. It's going to be a second home. We have a beautiful white sand beaches, dog beaches, nude beaches. We have miles and miles of coastline. And so there's a lot of different choices as to whether you want to be on a drive beach with lots of action or the no-drive beach or down in Canaveral Seashore in Bethune where it's much quieter. A lot of people want to do a 1031 tax exchange, and we'll talk about those as well. Some of the advantages of condo living, I'm on my 17th or 18th residence in New Smyrna Beach and the Edgewater area. And I've had single-family homes, townhomes, and condominiums. The thing I like about condo living is that it's a consistent lifestyle. You've got the beach in the backyard, you've got a pool, maintenance-free living, you pay a fee, and everything's done for you. The yard is cleaned up, the trash is taken out, many times the water bill is included, the cable bill, basic cables included in your maintenance fee for many condos, and each condo is different, but it's kind of easy living. So that's a big plus for me. It's easy living with lots of amenities. If you're living in a single family home, and a lot of the folks in Florida are elderly, it's not as secure to live in a single family home as to have neighbors near you. I like the aspect of having neighbors, and I don't like the aspect of having condominium neighbors. There's advantages and disadvantages, but there is more safety and security. Many of them have secured gates, or folks that ride around in a golf cart for security to make sure that the kids in the pool are really staying with their grandmother or their relatives at the condominium and not just poaching. It makes the premium lands affordable. To buy a house on the river in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, starts at $500,000 and goes to $3 million. To buy a condo, not so much. Right now, in 2018, a two-bedroom, two-bath ocean condo is under $300,000. That's the most common sale that we have. And if you want to live on the river, it's anywhere from $200,000 to $500,000 for a nice condo. If you want to buy a home in either the inland waterways, the river, the estuaries, canals, motor navigable canals, or just even have a water view of any kind, it's going to cost you a third to half more, depending on what preferences that you have. So water, golf, these kind of communities, it's cheaper to live in a condominium and still have the privilege of private golf courses, oceans, and riverfront behind you. The amenities. To build a home with a pool on a golf course or a pool on the ocean or a pool on the river is going to cost you twice as much. Also, a lot of the condominium complexes have clubhouses, gyms, and other amenities that would be very costly in a single-family home. So we sometimes get complaints about the cost of the homeowners association, also known as the monthly assessment. These monthly assessments, or maintenance fees as we call them, that the association charges cost much less than if you owned a home, because condominiums and their associations barter with local people because they have so many units to clean the pool. So they have what's called a bulk rate. They have bulk contracts, and these people who do the maintenance, the yards, they go down the street on South Atlantic and do 10 condominiums in a row. You're getting a better bulk price for your landscaping and your pool services than you would if you were a single-family homeowner. Insurance is bought in bulk. Security, pool, maintenance, landscaping, cable TV, water, sewer, high-speed internet, pest control, garbage pickup. All these things are bought in bulk. So the maintenance fee, you think, oh my gosh, the maintenance fee is $500 a month or $600 or $700. If you owned a home, you'd spend a lot more than that on your pool, your insurance, your landscaping, your cable, your high-speed internet. So that has to be considered. That's a bargain rate because it was bought in bulk. If there's 166 units at Castle Reef, which there are, name any condo, then it's been bought on the bulk. You also have the freedom to leave and travel, close the door, and everything's handled. Probably the only thing you have to worry about is a busted water heater that leaks. And you have contents insurance and inside insurance for that. So you can lock it and leave it and go away with the comfort of knowing that someone's not breaking into your empty home because there's a pile of newspapers in the front yard, or, you know, your neighbors don't live close enough to see anybody come and go. And then again, for a lot of our winter residents, they're senior citizens, they're coming from up north, their peer group is somewhere else. And then they come to Florida for the winter, and their peer group is in upstate New York, let's say. So they come down here, and the great thing is these condominium complexes have bridge games and aerobics in the pool and shuffleboard tournaments. And so they keep a pretty lively amount of things going on besides just the ability to walk on the beach, to swim in the pool. They have group golf outings. They sometimes will schedule a bus to come get everybody and take them to Disney World because that's only an hour and 15 minutes away. So they have lots and lots of social outlets when folks are here on the temporary or their long-term 6 month and 1 day residence. So the disadvantages of condo living are that there's a lot of rules and regulations to live by. Anytime more than 10 people get into a unit together, you've got 10 opinions. We've got dog rules. You've got to pick up after your pets, walk them in a certain area. Pools closed after 10 and before a certain hour, so there's not splashing around waking people up on the ground floor. So there's rules and regulations to live by. If you're not a good rule follower, or you're going to not be happy in a place where there's too many rules, a condominium is not for you. But without that enforcement, people can go rogue. Majority rules, if everybody votes for a special assessment or to put pavers around the pool or whatever the case may be, or to change the minimum amount of time that someone can rent their condominium from 1 week to 1 month, the majority rules. So if you don't like the majority decision, that's when a lot of people put their condos on the market or get disgruntled. There's a reduction of privacy. A lot of condo buyers will say to me, I want a balcony that doesn't stare into someone else's unit or has a wall dividing so that I can have the privacy of having a glass of wine and watching the sunset on the beach on the balcony without my neighbors having a clear view of me and chatting it up with me when I just want to be peaceful and alone. And so balcony considerations. Some condos have very private balconies and some have open guardrail balconies where when you're sitting in a complex that's the shape of a horseshoe and everyone can see everyone. And that's not as desirable in a privacy aspect. One of my big problems is there's not enough storage. There's often not a, if there is a garage, there's not a storage bin that would let you store your Christmas tree, or an attic access. It would let you put some things you treasure but don't often use up in the attic. Parking is usually one per person. Very few have two parking spaces or two garage spaces. There's one space plus. The rest of the cars have to park in visitor or guest parking. There's not enough room. For some people, 1,000 square feet on the beach is not enough room or more. So these are big considerations. Some people want a third bedroom for a hobby area because their square footage isn't what it was in their big home up north. One of my all-time least favorite issues to deal with is I bought a condominium in a new complex and was a full-time resident. And as the condo project sold out, the condo docs said there was no minimum rental period. I think 7 of the 11 units decided to be investors and rent their unit, and there was only one elevator. So oftentimes, the elevator would open up into the unit, and there would be a family of poolgoers from Indiana that were in my elevator opening up into my unit. And that made me feel a little strange, but every Saturday to Saturday, there's a changeover on one-week minimum condos, and all these people lug all their stuff in on a cart. And the following Saturday, there's a great migration. The bigger the condo complex with the one-week minimums, the bigger the complex, the more of that goes on. So you want to, if you're a privacy person, if you want peace and quiet and enjoy quiet enjoyment of your condo, you're going to have to find a complex that doesn't have a large number of units and weekly turnovers. Because they can disturb your peace and quiet. They're on vacation. Their kids may yell in the pool. It doesn't feel as much like home unless you have a longer-term tenant and have some restrictions on those tenants. And they may or may not follow the rules, and they may claim forgiveness. They didn't know you weren't allowed to swim at midnight in the pool with 10 friends. Sharing facilities. Not everybody's clean. Not everybody's quiet. They drag the beach sand in. They sit down in wet bathing suits in the lobby. So renters versus live-ins makes a big difference. Pets are a big problem. One of the number one complaints is barking pets. Whether you're a resident or a renter, you leave your pet in the condo, you go to the dinner, and it barks for 5 hours while someone next door to you is trying to take a nap. There are so many mortgage lender limitations also on what lenders will lend on condominiums, because here they're perched right over the Atlantic Ocean, which causes a risk factor. A lot of lenders put a premium on that or won't loan on them at all. There are no FHA-approved condominiums in the state of Florida, so you're not going to get an FHA loan. And unless it's a warrantable condo, you're going to have to put 30% down. We do have warrantable condos that lenders will lend on, and they have a list of like 9 different things. The condominium complex has to fill out a condo questionnaire and send it to the lender. And let's say a percentage of the condos in that building are late on their maintenance fees. They won't lend until, I think it's 13, there's less than 13% of delinquent maintenance fees paid. So lenders have lots and lots of rules about whether they'll lend on a condominium complex or not. And you need to talk to a very experienced condo agent. Ask them how many condos they've closed. Are they very familiar with the rules and regulations? and the condominium documents, do they readily have on hand, which I always do on my desktop, the current year's operating budget, the current year's amendments to the condominium declarations and documents. You want to be able to put your hand on those instantly, because at the time of contract, when you get those, if that takes a long time to get the condo docs from your real estate agent because your listing agent hasn't provided them immediately, that can drag out the process too, in whether you can have time to look over those condominium documents and have the right to rescind based on a rule. Let's say you have an 80-pound dog and there's only 10 condos on the beach that allow large dogs out of the 65. I have a big dog list. If you call me and you say, I got a big dog and I want to bring them with me, we have 10 choices. And if there's no units for sale in one building, we'll go to the next one and the next one until we find you a condominium that allows owners to have dogs that are large. Sometimes another issue with condominiums is that people don't have the initiative to keep their properties up or keep them improved. I see this more in townhomes and spaces where the units join and somebody's taking care of their yard and making beautiful flowers in that little strip out front, and then somebody else isn't. For the most part, I think the advantages outweigh the disadvantages for me. I live in a villa on the river, and it's in a quad, and no one else but me is a full-time resident in this 4 units on the river. And I enjoy looking out at the river, having my own dock, boat dock, and I don't have a garage, I don't have a lot of closets, I don't have a lot of storage, but that forces me to be more of a minimalist and not gather up things in the garage that I use once a year. It's a different way of life. It's a form of ownership. Condominiums are a form of ownership. You own your unit exclusively, plus an undivided share of the common elements, the pool, the shuffleboard courts, the tennis courts, along with other unit owners. Of a life cycle, if you are interested in buying condominiums, there's a courtship where you court the idea that a condominium might be a good second home, winter home, investment property that you can rent out and cash flow. And there's a lot of information that goes along with that that has to be looked at. Condominium documents, budgets, reserves, rules and regulations of that condo, and possibly if it's going to be an investment, you want to look at what other units like yours are renting for to see if it's a good investment. Then there's the marriage part, where you sign a contract, you inspect the unit, you negotiate any repairs that need to be made, and then you assume control of it at closing. And then there's the third phase, which is the awakening, the life of it. You realize once you control the unit what the disadvantages and advantages are. And hopefully you enjoy it. Some people want appreciation. They want to buy it low, sell it high. And we have to talk about what market conditions we're in now. In 2018, we're not in a market condition where capital gain is going to be projected to be really high. Now, if you'd bought it in 2008 and sold it in 2018, you would have significant appreciation over your expenses. But we're in a stabilized market, and it's just going up 2 or 3% a year. Some condominium complexes are going up more than that. So we're in a market where it's going up, so it's a good time to buy before it goes, peaks out. And interest rates are low, very low, historically low. So we're still below 5% on a second home, depending on your credit score. Talk to your lender, your accountant, and, of course, a very experienced condominium sales agent. Get here if you can. We'd love to have you in New Smyrna Beach. Or visit us at RoyaltyRealtyNSB.com. We have a great, easy-to-search website. Or call us at 386-478-4808, and our buyer's agent team will get right on finding you a great condo that fits your needs.